I'm Robert W. Morgan. This week on the special of the week, the couple love has kept together. The Captain and Tennille exploded on the music scene with a string of hit records, countless sold-out concerts, and their own television series. But it was too much too soon, as overexposure threatened to turn these overnight sensations into overwrought has-beens. The Captain and Tennille, this week on the special of the week. Robert W. Morgan on the special of the week. Daryl and Tony seem to be living charmed fairy tale lives. They met while working on an ecology play. They toured with the Beach Boys. They got married on Valentine's Day. They recorded their first hit in their garage. Why, they even pressed their own records and took them around to radio stations themselves. It all happened for them just like in the movies. Perfectly.
Well, it depends on which stories you heard.
If you read the National Enquirer, probably...
Don't believe anything you hear. Did press up our own record, and we did, you know, get it all started ourselves. You know, that's like a one in a million thing. I don't know if that could ever happen.
There has to be a vinyl shortage, which means there has to be an oil shortage, because then the radio stations aren't getting the product they need, because records are made out of vinyl, right?
Money.
We paid more... And we got virgin, what they call virgin vinyl, which means it isn't melted down from old records or something.
I think it's one of the reasons why, you know, the DJs played the song The Way I Want to Touch You is because it was clean.
I never wanted to touch a man the way that I want to touch you. I never wanted.
Different things and, that made it happen.
Right, and the other thing was I'm still meeting people in the business that came down and said, they say, yeah, we saw you at the Smokehouse while you guys were there. And I mean, we packed that club every night, and we didn't realize that it wasn't the same people. It was people bringing their friends. And so we had a really big name in L.A. at that time, and that helped the radio stations to go on our record, too.
The Captain and Tennille were smoking at the Smokehouse. Stan Stockton is the man who hired them to play in the lounge at that San Fernando Valley restaurant.
They were not an instant success. We got into the summer months, and we decided to run a radio promotion on KMPC. And that summer, it was just bananas in our restaurant. Just incredibly good. And I think it was because of their relationship with KMPC and so forth. You've never seen so many people in all your life in this restaurant. We had waiting lines and ropes and, well, we had more people than we knew what to do with. People were coming in to get a seat in our lounge to see the show at 9 o'clock. They'd come in at 5:30. And they'd sit there till 2 o'clock at night. And it was just incredible, you know?
Muskrat, candlelight, doing the town and doing it right in the evening. It's pretty pleasing. Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam, do the jitterbug out in Muskrat Land and they shimmy. Sam is so skinny.
Hard for that. I tell you, sometimes when people are successful in this business, they get a kind of a guilty thing. You know, what did I ever do to deserve this? Well, I never feel that way because Daryl and I worked damn hard for our success, our first success.
And they've worked even harder to maintain that success, going so far as producing their own records and managing their own career. The only thing Daryl and Tony lack is time. especially the time to help others.
I always think, God, I've got all this boundless energy and I've got all this strength, and there's some people that seem to need that kind of a help, and I wish I could spend some time with them and maybe help them a little bit.
Don't be scared. I'll be there if you need me. Oh, don't be scared, 'cause I can't. Believe me, I've always been your friend, and if you need me once again, here I am. Oh, don't be scared.
You're spending 6 months out on the road, and you're in strange hotels. It's kind of scary unless you have someone right there with you.
I think probably one of the worst things about being on the road, and the thing that gets everybody so depressed, is loneliness, is having no one to share things with.
Lonely night, I cry myself to sleep. Tell me, what am I going to do? 'Cause it's always been you to dry my tears. It's always been you to wash away my fears. It's always been you each night and day. Now what can I say when love slips away? Lonely night, I'm walking the floor. Tell me, what am I gonna do without your precious love?
Not TV. We'll answer that question next with Daryl Dragon and Tony Tennille on the special of the week. I'm Robert W. Morgan.